Zeruder makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. Lebanese health officials say 22 people have been killed in a massive airstrike on a residential building in central Beirut. Meanwhile, there have been more bombs in Gaza and the West Bank overnight. The Israeli military says it's destroyed a Hamas command centre. Cars can still be seen floating down roads with roof tiles and billboards torn down across Florida after Hurricane Milton. 11 people are confirmed dead, but the storm wasn't as severe as first thought when it made landfall. 3 million homes are without power, though. Donna, who's British, lives with her family in Tampa and says it's been a rough hurricane season.
We were lucky with Ian. We were meant to have a direct hit again with Ian. But I mean, I don't like to say lucky because our luck is somebody else's bad luck. And it's such, you know, what we've learned, we've seen the real Florida community and spirit come out.
Almost two-thirds of people in England and Wales want assisted dying to become legal for terminally ill adults in the next 5 years. A study at King's College London also says more than half would support private healthcare companies providing the assisted deaths. But as Professor Bobby Duffy explains, younger people were less likely to back the move.
Probably explained partly by younger people having less direct experience of that end of life for a loved one and not having had to think about some of these issues quite so much as older people.
MPs will have a free vote on the bill next week. US rapper Sean Diddy Combs is to stand trial on federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges in May. During a court hearing yesterday, he blew kisses to his family. England conceded in stoppage time to lose 2-1 to Greece in the Nations League last night. It's a blow for interim boss Lee Carsley's hopes of getting the job on a permanent basis, and he's been criticised for not starting a recognised striker. And if you're logging on to X, Instagram or Facebook this morning, it's likely you'll be met with a series of pictures of last night's northern lights. They were spotted across the UK. Scientists say there have been more space weather events recently because the sun is nearing the peak of its solar cycle. Cloudy and breezy with outbreaks of rain for Scotland and parts of Northern Ireland. Dry, cold and sunny elsewhere, highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe.
On Magic Classical.
Yes, lots of sightings of the Northern Lights around these parts last night. Not by me, though, because I was asleep. Morning. A quotation for the day. Eleanor Roosevelt, born this day in 1884. Remember always that you not only have the right to be an individual, you have an obligation to be one.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Je t'aime.
si je te me regarde à toi. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime. Mais si je t'aime, si je t'aime.
Angela Gorgiou, soprano with the Toulouse Capital Orchestra, the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen, starting off Magic Classical Breakfast for this Friday, the 11th of October. And you are extremely welcome, Charles with you, live and direct from a very chilly Magic Classical East Midlands. I've got frost this morning here and clear looking sky. I think it might turn sunny in due course. Right now, it's just cold. But of course, a clear night provided good opportunity for sighting of the Northern Lights. And there's been reports from all over the place, including Malcolm and Rocco the Hunky. Ah, the Husky, yes. Took a while for the penny to drop, as is with a letter changed, as featured in a recent question of the day. Rocco the Husky. Well, maybe Rocco is very hunky too, yes. Anyway, morning, Malcolm, and thank you for the picture of a fine showing of the Northern Lights in Essex, 10 p.m. And I know from local chats around here that there have been sightings, very good sightings of the Northern Lights here, but it's not by me, because of course, with the early start, sound asleep, missing the action as ever. Did you see him? Marvellous. Well, we'll wander on through together, shall we? If you can spare the time, I can spare the music and the questions of the day around about 7:30 and 8:30, screen time after 9. And right now, with his cello and a piece of Beatles repertoire, Christian Pierre Lamarca. yesterday, performed by Christian-Pierre Lamaca. Quick look at the papers this morning. What is stirring? There's a lot about the government's planned changes to employment law. The Times reports one move will make it easier for unions to raise money for Labour, as they're given wider powers to recruit members and stage strikes. In the Mail, amid reports that the Chancellor is considering raising the rate of capital gains tax, a warning that even the Treasury's own figures suggesting that putting the rate up to 39% could result in around £2 billion less revenue because many investors would quit the UK. The Mail in Scotland reports plans to release hundreds of prisoners early, a slap in the face for victims of crime, it says. The Guardian reports various rate changes to capital gains tax are being modelled, from 33% to 39%, amid a scramble to raise funds for crumbling public services. Its main front page story, though, accusations from the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Lebanon that Israeli forces deliberately fired on its positions. In the Express, campaigners against the cut to winter fuel payments say pensioners will be left with an impossible choice to heat or eat. The Eye reports carers will be able to push for higher wages under the new Employment Rights Bill, with a social care negotiating body able to agree rates that would have to be paid across the whole sector. In The Telegraph, proposals are being considered for a £1 billion rescue plan to ease hospital waiting lists, with the NHS to rely on private hospitals to clear backlogs. And numerous pictures of the Princess of Wales on the front pages today, after she made a surprise visit to Southport yesterday. The Mirror says smiling, caring, hugging Kate is back. The Sun says she met grieving families from the Southport knife attack with the message, "We're here for you." There's stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, this is the work of the composer, 17th century composer, Dietrich Buxtehude. His sonata in A minor, the third movement, with La Rêveuse to perform it. Rivers, conducted by Benjamin Perrault. And the work of Dietrich Buxtehude, his sonata in A minor. And when he wasn't writing, he was quite a vigorous mad organist as well. But no mad organist available right this moment. We'll have some. Have some again soon, though. Morning, Alistair of Lockerbie fame, who reports, "I was walking on a bright autumn evening yesterday in Lockerbie to see my brand new shiny grandson, Corey, after Katie and Nick came home from hospital yesterday evening. Fantastic. Congratulations to all concerned, but most, of course, to you, because you're the most important link in the chain. And I was listening on catch-up," says Alistair, "to an uplifting piece of music on your show. It was the Rhythm of the Earth, the Terra Carta theme, wasn't it? Yes. And you asked, doesn't Rhythm of the Earth take you on a wonderful journey? Absolutely, it does," says Alistair. Yeah. Marvellous music for a marvellous occasion. Well done.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50, that works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
But the reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. So to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR and people who somehow managed to park over two bays, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Tesco finest fish pie. Plump king prawns, perfectly tender salmon, and a rich velvety sauce. Luxury. Like having it all made for you, without having to lift a fish finger. All part of our £12 autumn dine-in menu, where only the finest ingredients are used to make our indulgent fish pie. Make your everyday taste better with Tesco Finest. Majority of larger stores. Drinkaware.co.uk 18+.
Hey, it's Roman here. Have you seen the new iPhone 16 Pro and its new camera control? You can now access your camera tools so fast you'll always capture the perfect shot. What's even better, now at Vodafone, you can get a new iPhone every year thanks to Vodafone Exchange and get that new iPhone feeling every year. Go online or in-store today. Vodafone, the nation's network.
Exchange on iPhone 16 series or pristine refurbed phones. 12 months before phone plan ends. Trade in good condition and upgrade every year based on 24-month plan. See vodafone.co.uk/exchange for terms and verification.
Here at Magic, we're building up to awesome adventures, one piece at a time. Go to magic.co.uk for the chance to win an awesome family trip to Legoland Windsor Resort with an overnight stay, character meets and spending money. All thanks to Shell Go Plus Rewards. You can save on fuel, food, drinks and more when you download the Shell app and register to become a Shell Go Plus Rewards member. So make journeys more rewarding. Download the Shell app today and register to start saving. T's and C's apply. And head to the Magic Radio website for your chance to win that amazing family trip to Legoland.
Live shows, playlists and more from Magic Classical. Say hello to Rayo.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 31st of October, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions personal contract plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
Between Cumbria and Lancashire, part of the A6 is blocked near Milnthorpe, where there has been an accident near the garage. Queues, Derbyshire, on the M1 going north towards an accident before Chesterfield at junction 29 in the outside lane. Herefordshire, not far from Ledbury through Trumpet, the A4172 is blocked by an accident. And in East Sussex, you can't access the A21 at John's Cross following on from an accident at Roberts Bridge investigation work. A reduced rail timetable between Middlesbrough and Saltburn. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
For the work of joy that is The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted there by George Schulte. Well now, 26 minutes past seven, which is as close as makes no difference to half past, to be time for Question of the Day, Mark 1. Considering the following today, something very fishy going on. An unusual fish has been spotted off the coast of Magic Town. It has been measured as follows. It has a tail that is as long as its head plus a quarter of the length of its body. Its body makes up three quarters of its total length. Its head is 4 inches long. How long is the fish? So the fish has been measured as follows. It has a tail that is as long as its head plus a quarter the length of its body. Its body makes up 3/4 of its total length. Its head is 4 inches long. How long is this peculiar-looking fish? By text 61054, don't send me any fish now, thank you. 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. So it's got a tail that's as long as its head plus a quarter of the length of its body. Its body makes up 3/4 of its total length. And its head is 4 inches long. How long's the whole fish? Well, I'm puzzled. What about you? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email it's charles@magic.co.uk. While we consider this fishy matter, Henry Mancini. Henry Mancini conducting the Philadelphia Pops and Speedy Gonzales from Mr. Lucky Goes Latin. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. An unusual fish has been spotted off the coast of Magic Town. It has been measured as follows. It has a tail that is as long as its head plus a quarter the length of its body. Its body makes up 3/4 of its total length. Its head is 4 inches long. How long is the fish? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. We will reveal all and consider the future of the fish this side of 8 o'clock. 7:30 headlines this morning. The UK economy returned to growth in August as manufacturers and retail businesses had a strong month. Official figures show it expanded by 0.2% after flatlining for 2 months before. The Chancellor says that's welcome news, and the government's number one priority is growing the economy. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes in central Beirut have killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 100 others. Security sources say a senior Hezbollah official evaded an Israeli assassination attempt. UNICEF says there'll be humanitarian pauses in the war in Gaza to allow children to be vaccinated against polio. The governor of Florida says the state has avoided the worst-case scenario after Hurricane Milton, but he says flooding remains a concern. 11 people are known to have died. More than 4,000 have been rescued. Weather. Well, we had, in many parts of the country, a great display of the Northern Lights overnight. As I mentioned, I was sound asleep and missed all the action, but it was good sightings. Have you seen any? The forecast says cold, but mostly dry and bright. Northern Scotland the exception, with cloud and showers. Magic Classical, and this piece by played by the cellist Jean-Guyen Keras and Pierre-François Blanchard, piano, has a worrying title. It's called So Long, Radio Voice. Why, what have you heard? The composition of Raphael Humbert, French composer who has one foot in jazz and one foot in classical, really, if there are such things as barriers between the two. But that's called So Long, Radio Voice. Well, so long to you, pal. You've finished and I'm still here, I think. I was talking on the show the other day about the problem of slugs, and I'm trying to deter slugs from putting slimy grot all over the hedgehog food. I mean, I'm a great one for live and let live, and I don't really want to do the slugs any harm. I just would quite like it if they didn't make a mess of the hedgehog food, because slug slime, at the risk of putting you off your breakfast, is not good for hedgehogs. Thank you, Claire in Melton Mowbray, who said, on the subject of slugs, our solution is our flock of Indian runner ducks. They're very effective at keeping the population of slugs and snails under control, and they have the added advantage of being very comical to watch as they line up and run down the garden. Fantastic. It doesn't tick the non-terminal solution box, I'm afraid, says Claire. Yeah, no, well, that's fine. I was saying, I was keen to find a method of deterring the slugs that didn't involve their actual demise. On the other hand, if the ducks want to eat the slugs, that's fine. I'm tempted to lapse into a performance of that song from The Lion King. It's the circle of life, but I'll save you my singing. But yeah, that's fine. Good luck with the ducks. If you can send me a video of the ducks running up and down the garden, Claire, so much the better. Farewell, slugs. A sort-out question of the day, Mark 1, before we get to 8 o'clock. On the way sooner than that, Joshua Rifkin at the piano playing some Scott Joplin. On the way in a moment or two.
Critics agree, Transformers 1 is an instant classic. 5 stars. Witness the origin of the Transformers.
Awesome!
Chris Hemsworth is Optimus Prime.
We are more than meets the eye.
Brian Tyree Henry is Megatron.
Stop!
Scarlett Johansson is Alita.
That's what I'm talking about!
And Keegan-Michael Key is...
You can call me B, or...
Badassatron.
You like that, right?
Badassatron.
We're gonna call you B.
Transformers 1, in cinemas now. Available in 3D and 4DX.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
This Morrison's toy event, more card prices, save you money on big brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels and more.
More card price.
Save up to half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online. More card are required. 16 plus selected toys. Offer ends 27th of October.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't. I just can't believe it.
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... I don't... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Mark's best friend, Ben, follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
5 days or less, I'll be waiting for my chair from Dunelm. It's got pink stripes, I can't stop smiling. Oh, my chair's arriving.
You're the one that I want, you are the one I want.
Find thousands of sofas and armchairs delivered in 5 days or less, like the Elsie chair for £99 at Dunelm,
the home of homes.
Shop in-store and online today.
At NatWest, we're on the charge to get more small businesses up and running. Getting them off the ground, into their stride, and achieving more than they thought possible. In fact, we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Ready to join them? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest. Proud partner of Team GB.
To verify, email checkit at natwest.com.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Hello there, it's Yolanda Brown here, back again this weekend with the perfect soundtrack for your Sunday afternoon. My mini classic is the Manic Flight of the Bumblebee, and I've also got a dance from Rossini and a duet from Delibes. That's all from 12 this Sunday. I do hope you can join me.
Music of Malcolm Arnold from Hobson's Choice, the Overture and Shoe Ballet, London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Haycox. 7:50, let's just resolve question of the day, Mark 1. A fishy little number today, if you ask me, and even if you don't. An unusual fish has been spotted off the coast of Magic Town. It has been measured as follows. It has a tail that is as long as its head plus a quarter the length of its body. Its body makes up three quarters of its total length. Its head is 4 inches long. How long is the fish? That's the question. Charles, the hairy animal in an equally cold corner of the Cotswolds, yes, chilly here, says, after polishing up my simultaneous equations, they can't touch you for it, I've come up with 96 inches. Is that right? But how do you measure where the head stops and the body starts on a fish? An interesting question, and one to which I do not have the answer. I'm not sure this is right, says Nick in London. Total length... extensive workings shown. 128 inches. 128. That seems long for a fish, doesn't it? It might be an eel, do you think? Possibly. Richard from Devon says, misty and mysterious here in Devon this morning. Via some dodgy mental maths and no paper in the car, I've come up with the answer of 128 inches. I'm not sure how, and it seems rather a long fish. But it is an answer. Well, it is, yeah. Wow, says Grumpalong, for a baby boomer in cognitive decline. This is a difficult one. Coincidentally, I had planned a fishing trip today, but decided to stay under the covers when I realised how cold it is. Anyway, could the answer be 23 inches or 58.42 centimetres? Thank you, Grumpalong. Let's see what it says on the sheet of power. It says here, 128 inches. The head's 4 inches, I mean, we know. The body turns out to be 96, and the tail, 28. 128 inches is the fish. I wonder if it's an edible fish. Special breakfast could be sorted. Question of the day, Mark 2, will be along in about half an hour, and will not involve fish, as far as I know. This side of 8 o'clock, let's enjoy Voces 8 with Child of Wonder. Thank you. from a work called The Sacred Veil by that wonderful composer of choral music, Eric Whittaker. And there he was conducting Voces 8 with Child of Wonder. News update for 8 o'clock on the way, and then our journey into Friday continues with Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet.
Classic, 5 stars. Yeah! One of the best Transformers movies in decades.
Everyone ready? Woo!
Thrilling action and gorgeous animation.
That's what I'm talking about.
A feast for the eyes and a breath of fresh air.
Transform and roll out.
Transformers 1 is spectacular.
We are more than meets the eye.
Transformers 1, in cinemas now. Available in 3D and 4DX.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh my God. I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good, it's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Dad had a beautiful death and they're like,
yeah.
What does that mean? That he was comfortable, he was pain-free.
Yeah.
He felt safe. Mm-hmm. To have that.
Yeah.
To know that's the ending that you're going to have is precious.
Yeah.
And that comes with Marie Curie.
Give better end-of-life care to all, whatever the illness, by including a gift in your will to Marie Curie. Get your free will guide today. Search Marie Curie Will Talk.
Money Super 7, your mission, saving Britain on their house bills. What are we...
We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today.
Comfortable, he was pain-free.
Yeah.
He felt safe. Mm-hmm. To have that.
Yeah.
To know that's the ending that you're going to have is precious.
Yeah.
And that comes with Marie Curie.
Give better end-of-life care to all, whatever the illness, by including a gift in your will to Marie Curie. Get your free will guide today. Search Marie Curie Will Talk.
Money Super 7, your mission, saving Britain on their house bills. What are we...
We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £520.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions.
Number one priority is growing the economy. Officials in Lebanon say 22 people have been killed in a massive airstrike on an apartment building in central Beirut. More than 100 people were wounded. Reports suggest a senior member of Hezbollah had been the target. It's thought he survived. The clear-up has started after a deadly hurricane smashed through Florida. 14 people have died and thousands have been rescued, but the authorities say the worst-case scenario was avoided. These people agree.
It was just bang, bang. You can hear it on the roof. You can hear it on the hitting the windows. So it was kind of like my girlfriend was definitely a little scared.
Our houses are okay, and we're all healthy. We're all still alive.
Almost two-thirds of people in England and Wales want assisted dying to become legal for terminally ill adults in the next 5 years. A study also says more than half would support private healthcare companies providing assisted deaths. It's thought we might see more of the Princess of Wales after she carried out her first joint public engagement since her cancer treatment ended. She joined William unannounced in Southport on Thursday as they met first responders and families of the three girls killed at a dance class in July. Hello Magazine's Royal Editor Emily Nash says as we head towards Christmas, there'll be more appearances.
This is an encouraging sign. We know she's hoping to be at Remembrance Sunday and at her carol service. Hopefully we'll see more and more of these low-key, smaller scale engagements as she builds herself back up, but one step at a time, I think.
And if you're logging on to X, Instagram or Facebook this morning, it's highly likely you'll be met with a series of pictures of last night's northern lights that were spotted across the UK. Scientists say there have been more space weather events recently.